Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, 402-464-5685. Sauter Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to join in the conversation as you have been, we appreciate you truly to do that. The Sauter Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. So you can get on Facebook, you can see it. Get on Twitter, you can see it. You know, we've got you covered. We got you covered. The app. Have you downloaded the app? Download the app. Do it. It's on your phone. Just do it. It's sitting there. All right? Simple biz. Simple biz. Jay Foreman, we are just days. Days.
We're not. What is it? Still 11? When is the game?
Today. So today's the 15th. Day. Game's on the 27th.
12 days.
Yeah.
So essentially 10.
Right.
The last 2 days don't count. That's just waiting to feast on a Wildcat.
Yeah. Like they take off. For
I gotta find the picture I always tweet out of the you know when Nebraska beat him on a Hail Mary, they had this brother that was a coach, man. You should have looked at he had this look on his face, and I froze the TV and I took a picture. So every year I gotta find it picture of him.
This is for you. Web Blanket says, hey Nathan, I went to college from fall of 1994 to spring of 98. My junior year, Nebraska won 11 games. And we thought the sky was falling. Thanks for the memories, Jay. So this is all your fault.
Hey, man. It was the first year of Frank.
High expectation.
We lost a lot, but it was pure chaos on the offensive side of the ball. Chaos. Hey, man. When I look down there.
Define that chaos for me so I understand.
I would never forget this. I remember it got so bad that we knew once it was second down, especially when we were playing against good teams, we were gonna, the Gatorade's over. We got to get ready to go up there. Because I always walked up there at third down for punt team. I looked down there one time, and I'm not going to name no coaches. And they was on the headset, and they all were arguing about whose turn it was to call plays.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Yeah. But that happens all the time in the NFL as well, too.
See, people think that it's because they have the jobs that people are really locked in and they have a plan. They have a plan. No, that's not always the case.
I've been on the sidelines in the NFL and the coach said, hey, look, turn so-and-so's headset off.
Yes, yes. Hey,
off. And only turn it on when I tell you. And Jay Brunetti, who was our equipment guy.
Jay Bird.
Yeah.
Big tall Jay Bird. Yeah, he was in Washington.
Yeah.
That's
Jay
what I do. We play softball together.
Yeah. So Charlie Cassidy brought all his Washington guys.
Fantastic.
And Jay Bird,
I love Jay Bird,
went over there and literally was like, I got to cut his wire.
So
literally, because he was scared that the coach would probably jack him up. He's like, I got to cut his wire.
We had a coach in Texas, and this is a state championship game. And you had all of the offensive coaches talking, but on the same channel, right? Except for they wrote on a piece of paper, go to channel 4 and don't tell Steve.
Yeah.
Don't tell Steve cuz
yeah. They would do it. They'll do if you get out of line, oh, they'll cut you off quick. And then sometimes, like, you know what's crazy is Greg Roman's a highly, you know, touted offensive coordinator now. So he was assistant, I think, tight ends coach when I was there. Crazy, you know, and great. I always knew Greg Roman was going to be a good coach just because he had the demeanor and he was a workaholic. You just knew it. But, you know, I became good friends with him because I would ask him about some concepts, and he would just love getting lunch and telling me about the team or, you know, the offense that we were going. But he was the, what he told me, he was like, Jay, if you could listen to somebody, because one time I was on the headset calling up to the coordinator, and I, like, threw the headset down or the phone. I was like, man, I can't hear nothing. Like, I'm talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're talking into a dead phone. You know what I mean? I was like, Greg, what's the deal? We're at home and communication. He was like, oh, yeah. He's like, there was some stuff going on. He's like, so nobody – he's like, David Carr couldn't get – like, nobody could communicate until the infighting started.
My head coach, and I've told this story. So Barry was the quarterback's coach. I was a receiver's coach. And we would go through – so scouting, of course, film study, right, to develop tendencies on the opposing right. team that we're going to face. So when we show up on Monday, we're an install, and we know what we're going to attack. We know how we're going to do this. We train the individual groups on what we're going to install and what we expect from them. And then we put the plays in on Tuesday.
Right.
Well, come Wednesday, the head coach all of a sudden wants to become the offensive coordinator. And it's like, so this is what I think we ought to do. And we're like, no, that's not literally none of what we've talked about. None of what we've agreed to. But the head coach had this thing where if he had the headphones on, he didn't want anybody to talk to him because it would confuse him. Again, this is when you win three games as a coach. Because we would like, hey, let's go. You know, we've got a win here. They're going to go too deep. Let's run our stuff under the stuff. It'll be open. We'll just drive down the field. Why are you talking? Well, because we're about to call plays. And it happens at Nebraska. I hate to say it, it does. And it drives me crazy.
What does?
Well, so Matt Lubick would come home. He would come home. And Lubick's not the most social person.
At all.
Right? He's just not.
Yeah, so he shouldn't have been calling no plays anyway.
Well, but that was the promise. That was the job, was that he was going to call plays and he'd at least have impact and some influence. Right. But he would get off the elevator, and we were on the same floor, so he would just lean against the elevator. He would just lean against the elevator, and he would just sigh. Now, I could walk by him, you know, hey, you doing, coach, and just keep it moving. But the sigh was the signal that you need to stop and let him vent.
Right.
And, boy, some of the stuff that was told, you go, Matt, I'm sorry. Like, the last day of season, I just hugged him. Like, we didn't even talk. I just hugged him because I knew he was beat.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but sometimes you get those things because you can't call no dang plays.
Hey, bro. Just some people shouldn't be coaching today's young people.
I mean, I know he probably frustrated, but like, homeboy, you should have been doing some more than what you was doing.
He's an interesting bird. He's an interesting bird. So they've got a week here, and then Monday, I believe, they take off for Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the things that are in place, right? So imagine that.
So if they leave Monday, then essentially they get there Tuesday.
So
right?
I
and then you leave Saturday after the game.
To ask you as a player, did you ever play over in Europe? Did you play like NFL? You were playing London?
No, I never.
You never got in any of those bad games where you had to travel all across to London and play?
No.
You know,
the farthest we ever did is we played Seattle. And that's from Buffalo. That's a. It seemed like – I mean, it's a five – I think it's a five or six-hour flight. So that's almost
what do
equivalent.
You do on those flights, though? What are these – do we know how long the flight is for Dublin?
Well, they don't fly straight from here, do they?
I would think that they do.
Oh. Well, we flew straight from Buffalo to Seattle. I mean, they had movies, and I think we might have ate twice. I mean, it's
– Yeah.
I mean, guys were trying to – I mean, it was – when we went to Seattle now, it was a big plane. So it was plenty of room to kind of, you know, spread out and do your thing.
I know most of the fans are stopping, but
I'm assuming they're flying out of Omaha. But from Lincoln to Dublin, it would be an 8.5-hour flight if you're flying out of Lincoln.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, which is, then I would ask, why don't you go Sunday so you get the day to catch up and acclimate your body to the time difference?
Well, since it's that not that far of a flight, it shouldn't be that big a deal.
So, as a player, what would you want to do? Like, when you had to go from Buffalo to Seattle, what are you doing to
We went when we played on Sunday, we left Friday at some point in time, and then we practiced, you know.
Did you walk through kind of
before we left?
Yeah.
But we practiced that week, equivalent to the time that we were going to kick off, you know, Seattle.
Jake Sorensen says his flight from Chicago to Dublin is 7 hours. So, but then Jake, you got to tell me, are you driving to Chicago, or are you flying to Chicago and then flying to Dublin? Because again, I always hated it. Like in Utah and both Utah and Texas, we would do these long 6 hour bus rides to go play football games. And I never, the hardest thing was getting the players settled, right? Because some would just want to go to sleep, and then some would want to study, and some would want to eat, and some would want to listen to music. What do you want to do? What was your
motive? Oh, we went on a long flight. I don't really sleep that much on planes anyways, but I'd eat, you know, whenever they had food for us or whatever. And then, you know, why, if, you know, back then you had, you know, like movies or something, listen to a little music, catch a little nap, you know, kind of look. I didn't want to sleep the whole way, because once you get there, you know, you're going from East Coast to West Coast. Mm-hmm. So when you know, once you get there, you're losing time. You know what I mean? And so essentially I didn't want to have, I'd actually want to stay up longer and then get on their time.
How did you guys deal with, like, let's say you're going to Miami for the Orange Bowl, right?
Yeah. I think we might have went down there like a week before.
The week before, right? Did you get a day to just kind of walk through, eat?
Yeah, we had a relaxing day.
Right? So you had a day.
But I think when we got there, we got after it. I think we didn't change anything. We got that. We came down there. I mean, it's such a long time ago, but I think we flew, had a practice, you know, landed, had practice. Heck, I might even think that we had a scrimmage within a day or two. We got after it down there. I remember when we played Tennessee and Florida, them boys had been off for like 2 weeks. We were like, oh, yeah, we about to destroy you guys. We've been practicing through the break. Nobody went home.
Right. And so, they knew.
We about to eat you guys up. And so it was worth it. The sacrifice is worth it. Now we got a day off where we can – you know, kind of kick it. And our practices were, you know, where you could still go out at night if you wanted to. But as we got closer to the game, we shut it down.
Do you guys put on pads Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday?
Oh, did we play in pads? We slept in our pads. I mean, it was, hey, we had full contact dinner if we could. Did we put on pads?
Light it up.
Man, you must be, I mean, you know T.O. wasn't having that. You know. T.O. was like, hey, you down here in good weather, we actually going to go harder. So, yeah, no, we had pads on, man. We ain't changed nothing, man. It was just a different place that we went to practice. And I think that actually helped us, because we were in the same routine. We weren't down there kind of like, you know, we had to do a different, you know, team-oriented stuff. But we weren't down there Cadillacing. We were down there to win a football game.
So you didn't do many fan events? And
we had to do what we did, what we were supposed to do.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. We went, and they used to have this thing that did at where that you'd go, and, you know, it was like a big buffet. It was kind of like the teams get together and, you know, steak, and like they had, you know, the stone crab. I mean, so I was looking forward to it, because we're just steak and potatoes in Nebraska, you know, here. So we get to get some of the stuff that I liked, really liked and looked forward to. And then you kind of first kind of can see the team that you're going to play, and you can size them up a little bit. And, you know, I mean, that was,
oh, so
it.
They did them together.
Yeah. The teams were there. There was like two or three team events. And then, like, I'm sure the captains had to go to, you know, media stuff. So they had to go and do more stuff than I did when I was a younger guy.
Starter jacket heaven.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, we did what I mean, we had a schedule, but the schedule didn't, like, the football schedule ain't changing. So that gave us – I felt like it gave me comfort that, yeah, we're down in Miami or we're down in Phoenix, you know, for the Fiesta Bowl or wherever we're at, we're still practicing the same. Now, everything outside of that, we kind of look forward to this team stuff. Now we got to hang out with the whole team and go do it. Then we kind of just – it was just business as usual. Not a lot of partying. You know, everybody was smart enough to know you know, you go out and do it up maybe like one night or whatever. But, you know, nobody wanted to throw away a whole year's worth of hard work based on having a good time 2 or 3 days before a game.
Did you care about turf and that sort of thing? Like, you're going to a new stadium because this is a rugby and soccer pitch. And I wonder what happens.
I think that works to Nebraska's advantage. One is because the rugby and soccer, well, at least from soccer, from watching European soccer, the grass is going to be tight. It should be a fast surface, right?
Yeah, it's a pro surface.
I think that we're the faster team. I mean, we're the better team, bigger team, faster team. So I think that works our advantage regardless of the elements, right? So, you know, people are like, oh, well, it could rain. Well, the elements affect both teams, you know, and I mean, unless we had planned on throw the ball 100 times, and obviously that would change the game plan. But
you know, get out of my head, Jay Foreman.
We'll come out, try to establish the run game, do what we need to do, and then, you know, the rest will take care of itself. But like, we never worried about the surface. You know, I think we just wanted to make sure we had the right cleats, but we had, you know, great equipment guys to where if we need to change. And some guys, like, when I was in the NFL, I never really changed my cleats based on, like, when I was on grass. Didn't matter if it was, not unless it was like super sloppy, then we probably wouldn't. They wouldn't put us out there. But if it was like a little bit, you know, moisture on the, I didn't change my cleats.
This is the weather forecast for Dublin on the 27th: 70 degrees, partly cloudy, no rain.
That's just like today, except for just without the drizzle.
Yeah, 70. So all week, and that's the high for the week. It's 60. It's in the 60s the rest of the week leading up to that. There will be showers on Thursday and Friday over there, Jake Sorensen.
But the field will be covered. The surface and stuff will be great. You know, it should be a good experience for him. I know that Nebraska's – I don't know when Northwestern's going. I just know Nebraska, I think, is a little bit shorter, and that's fine. It's kind of like you're not treating it like a bowl game because it's the first game of the year, but it is a unique game. So you want to make sure you get some stuff in, but make sure that the focus is there. And maybe it's, it's good for this team to have a shorter time before the game to keep the focus there. If we were a veteran team that knew how to prepare individually and collectively, it's different. But you know, you got to know the pulse of your team, what they can withstand and what they need to do in order, hopefully, to be successful.
But they don't know this team, Jay.
Well, they know them better than anybody else does because they see them. They know the cast of characters. I mean, cast of characters, the team, the leadership, ideally, what they want to do. Or if they don't, they know what can work and what they can withhold. I'm sure that they've kind of put them in different type of situations to kind of get a little bit of a test to see how they, you know, handle some adverse situations. So I think the shorter trip is good for them to keep them focused, and it's early in the season. I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't done anything yet. Only thing we've done is went 3-9, and, you know, we had 9 one-score games. That's not even a participation trophy. That's not something that you ever want to be associated with. So, you know, look, we got to get out our own way. The main focus and the only focus needs to be to go over there and win a game no matter what it takes. And so, you know, they're going to try to keep them, you know, focused. You know, I think it's kind of like one of those things, like if you're, you know, training a puppy or a dog where you're like, you kind of train them, let them kind of go off a little bit, get them back, and then once they kind of get, you know, focused, like kind of in that little hallway or tunnel, then you just let them loose, and hopefully they just go buck wild against the Wildcats.
Can I ask you with the curiosity, or at least the conversation about QB1, the other part of that is leadership, and more importantly, the leadership, because you're not going to win 9 games without quarterback leadership. Jay, how difficult is it for Casey Thompson to try to get leadership stripes,
yeah,
while not being fully coronated, celebrated, announced as the lead dog?
Well, it might be a little hard, but I think that Casey's been in it. I'm assuming when he was down in Texas, he competed for a job, and probably I'm assuming that he had been in a competition up until the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of been through it before, and I think if you're a leader, you know, regardless if you're first, you know, if you're a second team guy, you need to be preparing like you're the starter. So you're leading the guys that you're practicing with. And I'm assuming both of them are, you know, or Chubb is getting some one rep. So he's doing the same thing Casey's doing. But in Casey's case, you know, you got to operate as such, like you're the starter. You're preparing to have the best game that you can possibly have. You're not going out there and saying, man, I'm going to go out there and play like crap, so I'm not just going to keep my mouth shut. You're going out there and pushing guys to what you need them to do to be successful, both for Casey and the team in the offense. So I think he needs to operate as this is his team. I think he's tried to do that since the day he got here. I think, he tried to, get a rapport with the linemen. Still do that. You got to be able to get in, sometimes you got to get in guys' face. Sometimes you got to give them a, pat on the back. Sometimes you got to kind of soften them up, then deliver the message. You got to learn them, and then you got to go from there. And, the best leadership that you can provide is what you do day in and day out. And then obviously on the football field. But Casey can't do his job without everybody else doing their job. And that's where these people on the internet or social media start to try to evaluate everything, and they forget that. They forget that the quarterback position is the hardest position to play, because you could have all the tools, but if guys aren't doing their job to the best of their ability or getting open, and you won't look good. And so that's where, that's where it really comes down to. But, leadership is key. But ultimately, guys got to get out there and play. It's a very unique situation because you got a lot of guys that are competing for their spot with people that are in close proximity to either starting or eating into their reps like playing in the full game. You got some people that are like Pac-Man eating some power pellets out of your play count. So nobody's settled completely. And as you know what? Nobody's good enough to be settled. Now, granted, Casey is he threw the most touchdowns in the Big 12. Without injury last year, I'm sure he started every. I'm sure he would have started every game. That'd probably be a best. That'd be an easy assumption, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started out hot, got hurt, didn't play well, and then he came back and finished strong. And so, that's a unique quality as well that he has that he can draw upon on for himself alone. You get what I'm saying? And so, ultimately, this is a big, huge week for everybody on the team. Coaches, administration, people that, weight room staff, people that clean the bathroom. This is a huge week for everybody because, when you get to Dublin, you're going to practice, I'm assuming, a couple times. I don't know their schedule. Maybe, if they get there Tuesday, just say two or three times, that's fine. But your heavy lifting has to be right now. It's like going to the Super Bowl. When teams go to the Super Bowl, they go for a week. When it's 2 weeks, they practice for a week, go there for a week. But when it's only like a 1 week in between the championship game, okay, that's what you get 4 days. They usually practice. So the championship games are, say, Sunday. They'll have a little kind of like administration meeting Monday. You practice Tuesday, travel Tuesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, you're practicing. Friday kind of walkthrough. Sunday is kind of like the kumbaya Sunday, or Saturday is the kind of like the last little media stuff lockdown. Let's go. That's no different what they're doing. So, this is a huge week for them. To stay focused, right? And the focus and the intensity has to be ramped up two or three times.
I think you the point you made in that everybody requires everybody to do their job.
For right. him to be successful.
Right,
yeah.
For them to be successful.
Yeah.
And so, if in order for Casey Thompson to have success, the big thumps up front have to be respectful, accountable, and protective. I'll say this because Teddy Prochazka says, and this is a quote, if I know where the quarterback is, I know where my body needs to be lined up to stop defenders from getting to him, and Casey Thompson does that. I read that because I want to address the offensive line and the quarterback play behind it because of it. And if the most important offensive lineman speaks out loud that a big part of his preparation and his thinking is knowing where his guy's going to be, and he mentions Thompson by name, when they tell me that he needs to prove it, it tells me that it's already been proven, because they're willing to talk about it out loud.
Nate, you gonna sleep better at night, man? You all right now since you got Teddy P saying that Casey gives him the best chance to block somebody? That make you feel better?
I mean, yeah.
Sure?
I don't know why. I mean, I think Casey Thompson should be the starter. I'm all in.
Yeah, I think that.
I think the offensive line knows it too.
But you need to cement yourself by going out there and playing, man. Casey, you roll out there the first play, man. It's time for the ball till you fall, man.
Casey's not trying to rush for 500 yards.
Mm-mm. I don't care.
We don't want him to rush for 500 yards.
But I'm just going to let you know this right now. Don't sleep. Don't sleep and don't think that brother won't
he
leave.
Can put it, he can put his feet in the ground.
Hey, I'm telling you, for you fans out there, don't think he back there in some slug and go, because I'm going to tell you one thing about I'm going to tell you this right now before we go to break. I'm going to tell you one thing about the pretty brothers that I played with.
Okay?
And Casey's a pretty brother. He got the good hair right. And all that other stuff, right?
Right.
They don't like to get hit.
You, amen.
And they're going to shake and bake and anticipate until they can get past you.
As your father would say, he can pick him up and put him down.
Yeah.
We'll go to break. We'll come back with more. We'll talk about the big thumpers. We'll talk about the Pipeline Juniors when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.